We want to remember the great Irish poet Seamus Heaney.
Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father digging.
That's Heaney reading the opening lines of his famous poem, Digging. He was the third Irishman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, joining William Butler Yeats and Samuel Beckett. He was prolific, writing 2 plays, 13 collections of poetry, and 4 books on the process of writing poetry. He was the oldest of 9 children, a Catholic, born in County Derry in Northern Ireland. In his Nobel address, he remembered his childhood fondly, a time when he and his siblings lived a kind of den life, which was more or less emotionally and intellectually proofed against the outside world. But that wouldn't last. He attended a Catholic school in Londonderry, a place where Catholics outnumbered Protestants 2-1, but were gerrymandered from power. That was his first taste of the Irish Troubles, which would seep into his later work, something he said many poets felt somehow obligated to do. But eventually, he says, he didn't have any more to say, so he went back to writing about the land that he loved. Well, Jeremy and I now welcome his friend, Robert Pinsky, former U.S. Poet Laureate, poetry editor for Slate Magazine, and a professor of poetry at Boston University. Robert, I'm sure you remember the first time you met Seamus Heaney?
I do. I can remember we discovered we both could quote Hardy and Frost from memory, and we quoted poetry to one another and had an immediate affinity. This is a man whom people liked. He was a great artist. He was also a great spirit. He was a really decent person, as I used to enjoy calling him. Seamus was a mensch.
A mensch. Well, Robert, we are sorry for your loss because he was a dear friend. But what have we all lost?
He had a sense of other people and of occasion that unequaled in my experience. I've seen him at birthday parties, little lunches. I've seen him at immense public occasions. He had you would call it cunning, except cunning implies something self-serving. It was just this very shrewd and generous way of understanding people one at a time and in groups. And that personal quality is there in the poetry, that kind of tact and ability to place himself in a way that's neither grandiose nor backward, very unusual in writing and in a person. And in Seamus's case, it's there in both ways.
Well, I know you have some poetry there with you. We'd love to have you read one of your favorites.
What if I read the entire poem you played the beginning of? In a way, it's nervy because Seamus was read so beautifully. Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father, digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug, the shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf. Digging. The cold smell of potato mold, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it. That last line, I'll dig with it, yeah. You can emphasize any one of those words. You can say, I'll dig with it. I'll dig with it. I'll dig with it. And it's a line worthy of the son and grandson of these expert farmers. It's so plain, and it's so absolutely right and subtle at the end of the poem. Yeah. I'll dig with it.
Well, Robert Pinsky, what else would you want us to know about Seamus?
When you read the lives of great writers, they're often not very nice people. They have a lot of pettiness, a lot of nastiness. And I've said to myself, thank God for Anton Chekhov, somebody who was a very generous person and a great writer. Seamus belongs in that category.
Well, former U.S. Poet Laureate Robert Pinsky, remembering his friend, the Irish poet Seamus Heaney, who died in a Dublin hospital earlier today at the age of 74. Robert Pinsky, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to have been here.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack.